This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name's Kate Delaney. If you're here for the first time, thanks for showing up. And for everybody else, you know how we roll here. It is about the buzz in your backyard and mine. And the buzz, sadly, is once again our world shattered just a day ago, a few days ago, after the shooter in Uvalde, talking about the fact that kids went to school with a couple of days left. You know that excitement. You remember that excitement when you were a kid. I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait to get out of school when I knew the countdown was on and we were in the last week. There were all kinds of parties planned and summer events that now will be minus the key people they were about. And that is the children that were killed at this school because a suspected gunman who ended up dead himself as police were able to take him out, that he had gotten an AR-15 style rifle 2 days after he turned 18, and so much ammunition, it's insane. With all of that, he picked his target, showed up, and started to execute young kids who were 10 years old. All of those 375 rounds of ammunition for that rifle. Wow. So the deeper investigation is happening into Ramos and what could have prompted this. And more, it's about the victims, because people are burying young children. The death of a child is the hardest thing. The death of a young child, if we want to differentiate, is that much worse. Close your eyes for a second and imagine you had to be in that situation. Someplace I hope none of you will ever have to feel. Because that feeling is that feeling of helplessness. What could I have done? Could I have been better? Should I have been there? What should have happened? And those questions will drive you crazy. You cannot answer them. And that's ultimately the problem, because you want accountability, but you're not going to get it. You want to know what possibly provoked that above what you've been reading. And those are the answers that the gunman took to his grave, the 18-year-old Salvador Ramos, who was able to kill two teachers and 19 children. Because of the world we live in with phones, the good news about the phones now is the video was taken all around the scene. Then there was witness accounts of police outside tackling or handcuffing desperate parents who tried to rush into the building, because they wanted to know. They didn't want to wait around to see if they were going to be handed a picture of their son or daughter. Oh, boy, just awful. And apparently a lot of fathers especially wanted to just storm the building. But we won't be able to piece together what was happening in his mind. So much of it is just seeing the signs of what he did. But what else could we have gleaned from this? We will not know, because he died. He died. And the saddest story, one of the saddest stories, anyway, I shouldn't say the saddest, but one of the saddest story, is that Irma Garcia, not even 50, one of two teachers killed in the shooting rampage at that elementary school in Uvalde, less than 2 hours after the morning text that he had sent, that you know, less than 2 hours that a text that was sent where John Martinez got up before 10 a.m. to a text message from his younger brother, pray for Tio Joe. And he's a 21-year-old student at Texas State University. He didn't think about it. Of course, his uncle needed prayers because he just lost his wife, the mother of his children, his longtime partner. And then getting that text, getting a call from his family to then tell him that his uncle had died. He had to be rushed to the hospital because he had a heart attack. There is a word that I've heard in my life very few times. Inconsolable. When somebody is so inconsolable, it leads to something like that. You cannot get them back. You're trying to pull, you're pulling, but they're so distraught with grief. And it seems as though Joe Garcia, this could have been what happened to him, dying of a broken heart, which, of course, we have heard those stories under better circumstances, actually. But in this case, that was not the story. And these children of theirs, so young, imagine what life is now like for them. Imagine. It's hard to, right? You had students that were 9, 10, or 11 years old. The teachers were in their 40s. Two of the girls played basketball together on a team. One boy liked soccer. Some had just made the honor roll. You know what a big deal that is when you make the honor roll? But this small community of 20,000 or less, 80 miles west of San Antonio, is still processing what happened. You know, there were people that were also wounded in the attack, 17 of them. So he really got a lot of people. A lot of people. And I look at the list, 10 and 9 years old and 10 years old and 11 years old. Do you remember what you were doing when you were 10? When you were 11? When you were that age? I guarantee you weren't fleeing from an angry gunman. Ugh. While that is happening, believe it or not, there are other things going on in the world, because the world doesn't just stop. Although, collectively, we all need to let out our breath, because we've been, I think, holding it in. Because of what happened, there are, and they might have already been happening anyway, but there are protests that are planned as the NRA meeting is happening in the great state of Texas. So will it be anything of note? Because you got the largest pro-gun lobby that will be there in Texas. And despite demands to cancel, the annual meeting in light of the tragedy is not going to change. So look out to see what's going to happen next from the people who are, I think, going to clash with others that don't agree with what they think should be done here. Even the Houston mayor said that the city does not have the legal right to cancel a convention. The city is going to provide security for people attending the meeting. Protest barricades are being set up. Ooh, yikes.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
A big shout out to so many people who have dug in their pockets for anything they can possibly muster up. It's really tight for most people to give money to the families of the victims who were gunned down a couple of days ago in Texas. This has touched a raw nerve. Millions has been raised. Millions. The story of the orphaned kids, the story of the distraught father, the stories are endless, and they're all pretty darn sad. You have responded, America, by donating whatever you can, by lending an ear. There are a lot of people that, at their own expense, have gone to Texas to be that part of that support because they know exactly what it's like. They know exactly what that's like. All right, I like to call part of this segment Things I Am Pondering. Thanks to Jeremy Paulson, who is one of our technical maestros. You know, there are three and they're all excellent. I don't think Alex Knutson, who is behind the helm of this show, is necessarily pondering this as much as Jeremy is, but the expanding galaxy. Did you know it's expanding too rapidly? Is there really evidence for the expanding universe? How worried should we be? What are the best indicators that this is happening? How do we know this? Measuring the distance to the galaxies. I'll tell you what, I have an experience that I've relayed on the airwaves here a couple of different times. So pardon me if I am rattling off a story that you've heard before, but going to the McDonald Observatory in West Texas, I was blown away. I mean, I don't know what I expected, but I was blown away by the fact that not only were clearly seeing the Milky Way, with it was like a light show for us, But when you looked into the powerful telescopes, I looked into the one telescope, and the person who was running the telescope looked at me and said, "Oh, what did you see?" or something like that. And I said, "Oh, some stars." "No, no, what did you see?" And he was just trying to explain to me how it was millions of light years away. And he was having a tough time because that was his deal. He was an astronomer. I kept saying, "Well, how can we see it? What is the reflection? What are we?" You know, we would go back and forth about what does that mean? What am I looking at? How powerful is this telescope? So scientists say that galaxies are embedded in space, and space between galaxies is expanding based on the reading of redshift in light coming from the farthest galaxies. Some of those galaxies are moving away faster than the speed of light. So that's not good, because what happens then to the space? And there are other things to think about with that, but that is on my mind. The other thing that's on my mind is the death of Ray Liotta. I mean, here we go again. In his sleep, people. So he was staying in pretty good shape. He was keeping busy. He had a bunch of different projects in the works, in the pipeline. But how sad. Dead at the age of 67. You think of Goodfellas. I think that was the most iconic role that he was in. But he was in Something Wild and Marriage Story and Field of Dreams and Identity. So he absolutely had a wide scope of work that you can see still now. But this is maybe a surprise to some, I'll say that. Because here we go with the hotel room thing again. By the way, the president and the first lady are going to visit Uvalde on Sunday. I had some people ask me that. Well, are they going to go visit them? It would be not right if they didn't go and visit them. Right? So another sanctuary of learning is desecrated, is trampled on. And the loss of life is staggering. Staggering, including going after his own grandmother. But after the fact, we can't put the genie back in the bottle. It's a trite cliche to say that, but it's the truth. We cannot do that. So what's the next best thing we can do? Push for mental health resources. There aren't enough. And there are people that are willing to work with others to listen to what they perceive to be is their problem, to give them things that make them feel comfortable. So while people are remembering the victims, I hope there's something we can take away from this awful mass shooting. Because that has to be. There has to be some ray of sunshine, something that pushes us all back to perhaps what it was. But people are still looking for answers. They're looking for hugs. They're looking to be noticed. That's why hundreds of people gathered Wednesday night during a candlelit vigil for 19 children and two teachers that were gunned down at that Texas elementary school I've been talking about. 21 crosses erected. And I say mostly, too, bravo to so many of you once again for donating to the GoFundMe page. So, bravo. Here's the studio audience clapping for you. Very easy in the world that we live in right now to hunker down and really not have a cent extra to spend when you think of gas prices, etc. But people have responded to the people there. And I think it's so powerful because we'll just keep going around in that velodrome. That's what they used to do with the bike races, round and round. And we never will come up with any kind of a succinct answer to this, which so much of it we know really is mental health. Mental health is what it looks to be what happened with the team. What happened? And then you think of the security measures at the school district that are already in place now. What are the protocols? I mean, look, the school district has its own police force with four officers and others who partner with law enforcement. There's even secondary campuses who have staff who patrol door entrances and parking lots and perimeters of campuses. So think about that. It looks like there were some security measures in place in the event of a school shooting. Never, ever thinking they were going to have to smash the glass, so to speak, and do this. Preventative measures, what are they? A classroom door policy, locking the doors at all time, staff training for emergency protocols, motion detectors, alarm systems. Terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. And there's nowhere to go with this either. I said this in the first hour, but if it's a trial you want, he was taken out. Which, thank goodness, because he had to be stopped. But that stops him from answering for the crimes. And all that ammunition, all that anger, what possibly leads to that? What possibly happens there? So I think there's going to be some interesting meetings with the school board there and other people involved in the community, because there's massive concerns. Massive concerns. You have a small, sleepy town like that one, and yet it gets ripped apart like too many others we've seen before and after. And what are they doing on social media, and who are they bragging to, and what did that life look like? In the case of these shooters, that's the best, I think it's really the best that one can hope from. How do you track down what life was like? What would spur someone to do something this horrific? All right, buckle up. We're in for a wild ride. Coming up next with me, Kate Delaney.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Multiple Uvalde parents are speaking out, as well as videos are circulating on social media that shows family members, some of whom can be heard yelling at law enforcement officials, trying to enter Robb Elementary School. USA Radio News reporter Lance Pry has more.
The gunman who killed 19 students and two teachers at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school Tuesday was on the school property for up to an hour. before law enforcement entered the barricaded classroom and killed him. Texas DPS Public Information Officer Lieutenant Chris Olivares on CNN.
We have an active shooter situation. We're trying to preserve any further loss of life. We cannot have, and as much as they want to go into that school, we cannot have individuals go into that school, especially if they're not armed.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews. Just 2 days after losing his wife in the Texas school massacre, husband of elementary school teacher Irma Garcia died of a heart attack. Joe and Irma Garcia were married for 24 years. They leave behind 4 children. Irma was shot and killed Tuesday trying to protect her fourth grade students. Lance Pry has the latest on actor Kevin Spacey.
Disgraced actor Kevin Spacey was charged in the United Kingdom with 4 counts of sexual assault against 3 men on Thursday as he appeared in a Manhattan court to testify in a separate sex case brought against him in New York of assaulting a 14-year-old boy in the mid-80s. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Ahead of a playoff game, the Miami Heat basketball team urged fans to call their senators to advocate for gun reform laws. That was the announcer, and a moment of silence was held before the game. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Excited to be with Sarah Imtiaz. She joins us from the UK. She is all about poetry, and she's collected her poetry in a wonderful book that's called The Words Are Flowers and Poetry is Its Fragrance. That's like a great hashtag. That's a great name for a book. Sarah, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure.
Let's talk about your poetry. When did you start writing poetry?
When I was so young, I think it's 5 or 6, maybe 4. So inspiration come from, you know, it's nature. So I started that time. But after a long time, in UK when I came here, and here I restart my poetry and save.
And it's interesting because you grew up in Pakistan, so there were lots of sights and smells and sounds. And did all that influence that writing at a young age?
Because Karachi is a big city, so I was living over there in a huge family. But, there is family. They have a rule, regulation. I must go outside, but in fixed time, I have to come back and school. I was quite, silent, but obedient, as a child.
Yeah, and as an adult, you have some wonderful experiences. For example, you live in Italy for quite some time, and Italy, I think, would inspire a lot of poetry. Was that pretty inspiring there?
Yes, of course. Italy, I learned many things. It's a part of language, culture, and poetry, books, because there is born my children. So Italy is most wonderful time I passed over there, and I learned many, many things.
Many, many things. And your children would be inspiring, I bet.
Yes, my children like a poetry, but they don't write because I try to force you to be very friendly about writing. But they said, Mom, your poetry is so soft and we are, you know, it's new generation is, you know, it's a bit crazy. They said, Mom, ours, you know, is twice as different, but they love. They really feel proud.
I like that. They really feel proud of their mom. So we talked off the air, and you told me that nature and sun and obviously flowers had a big influence on you. And I asked you what kind of flowers, and I thought it was wonderful what you said. What kind of flowers influence you the most?
Oh, this is, many times I told, I love each one flower because for me, inspiration. Because when I saw and I took and I love taking a picture, and I take a picture and I research each flower have their own, you know, beauty, and behind this beauty and there is you know, stories each flower. But I love a wildflower because one thing I learned from this flower, like we need to give ourselves opportunity to grow everywhere. So I said, yeah, this is a really inspiration. But as a, like a red rose as well, my favorite one, passionate and camellia and jasmine, many flowers, each flowers have their own story. So how can say this one is better than the other? So
I like that each flower, where you just said something wonderful for people listening, each flower tells its own story, which your book, The Words Are Flowers and Poetry Is Its Fragrance. When you wrote this book, what was that like for you, but pulling all your poetry together? Was that fun?
Yes, I enjoyed. I enjoyed really very much. Because when poetry is my passion, my full-time job. But particularly, it's especially now, you know, when we are passing the COVID times these years. And sometimes we had, you know, I have a hard time, but I want to write this type of books because sometimes I realize we all need something that's, you know, it's different. It's positivity, and especially we are going to so far from nature. So I involve the nature through poetry.
Ah, and you said to me when we were speaking off the air, you know, I asked you, of course, you like all your poems, they're all different, but you recited a really nice one for me. It was short to the point and really, I think, nailed the essence of what you'll uncover, people listening, in this book. Can you do that for us?
Oh, that one is short one. It's,
yeah.
Yes, because it's many poems, but I choose this short one. I am a history, a life full of mystery. It's not easy to read. I am a book of the century.
I like it, the century. So when people read your words, when they read your poems, what do you hope they feel or think, or what do you hope they walk away with?
Can you repeat for me this question?
To have discussion, to talk, to think about it, to open their minds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is open the mind. It's encourageful words over there. I'm more than sure they will not just enjoy and they feel a, you know, positive thought. They feel they have a hope because there's many encourageful words. Always is nature, you know, emotion behind the nature. And I involve these all things, especially encouragement word. It's too much.
Yeah. Will you, after this collection, will you write, I know you're going to keep writing poetry, but will you pull them together in another book? Do you think another volume?
Yes, of course. Already, you know, it's, I have written almost 4 or 5 books is in my hand, and I'm going to publish it time to time. And maybe in future, I'm going to write in not just poetry, other topics on other subjects. I have been planning my mind, and you know, it's need a time, step by step. I need some more time to thinking about more subject and other topics regarding always is involved in nature and business something. So
yeah, wow, wonderful. It was great speaking with you. It really, really was. I'm excited for you. And for the listeners, again, you'll be able to get this book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Sarah Imtiaz, the book is called The Words Are Flowers and Poetry is Its Fragrance. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Kate.
Recalls, fire problems, and, oh, free donuts. So let's start with the positive news. How about this? Graduating high school and college seniors get a free senior day dozen from Krispy Kreme. You gotta love this. So that, I think was a smart promotion on their part. It happened on Wednesday, and apparently they gave away a lot of those free donuts. All you had to do was show up with clothing or other gear like a class ring or a student ID, and you got the donuts. You didn't have to buy anything else, and people took advantage of it where they had Krispy Kremes. And with the perseverance that so many of these kids have gone through, seriously, I think it was a sweet, sweet deal for them, but very clever on the marketing side for Krispy Kreme to do that. In fact, what they did was they had donuts that had 2022 on them and then had a series of the plain glazed donuts that they're known for, and shops all over the United States, I guess, really gave away a lot of donuts because the word spread and they picked up on it. So smart promotion. This is scary when you think of an SUV you're driving with a serious fire risk. Hyundai and a seat belt explosion has been one of the things that's been the buzz, certainly when it comes to cars and recalls. We have these a lot, and I'll always mention them on the show when they come up. So this is the latest one. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, they list these recalls for May. They put Ford on the list with with their F-Series trucks, and then Hyundai recalling 239,000 cars. And it might not seem like a big deal when you think of the amount that are out there, but it's a big damn deal if you're driving that car, isn't it? And of course it is. And I thought about this the other day. How often do we pay attention to this? I have to admit, with so much that's happening in my world, if the Hubs doesn't know it, I will have no idea if there's been any kind of a recall on mine whatsoever. And I start to look at all these various recalls that are out there, and there's a whole bunch of them. In fact, like Land Rover, they've got problems with fasteners that don't tighten correctly. So they've had a recall with their Land Rover North American Jag series. Mercedes-Benz, they've had a recall with a sensor linkage on their rear axle that might have not been properly installed. Wow. Toyota, they had problems with the 4Runner, the Tacoma, the Highlander Hybrid series, and that had to do with load carrying capacity modification labels that aren't permanent and can fade, and then they're illegible, and they say that this is a problem because it doesn't meet safety standards. So the list was a lot longer than I thought. It's a good idea, I guess, when you're driving whatever it is you're driving, just to go into whatever your search engine is and throw it up there and see if there is any kind of a recall going on. All right, on that note, I'm going to drive on out of here. Thanks for listening to this segment. Coming up, we're going to finish off the show in style. Hang with us.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Very pleased to take you to Ireland for a conversation with John Quarmby. He's written a book called The Boy Marcus and Other Lives, and this is a very significant book that I think, sadly, in one way, many people can relate to. But what happens in the outcome of this, I think, is so incredibly empowering and positive. So thanks for coming on, John. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Good to see you.
What drove you to write this book? Tell us the story of why.
Well, the backstory really is that my oldest daughter was sexually abused by her stepfather over a period of about 7 or 8 years. And when I sort of realized what was going on, my reaction wasn't particularly good. I thought I got her the help she needed, but eventually our relationship sort of broke down. I didn't see her for 10 years. But I think because of this background, when I first met Marcus, I picked up very quickly on the fact he'd been sexually abused. And in a way made the mistake of asking about it because his reaction was immediate and violent. But, you know, I calmed him down and really spent the next 15 years of his life looking after him until he died in 2015. And through him I met Marvin, who was an older age group but had been similarly abused, and helping them both with the medical and the legal aspects of abuse. I got to understand the situation quite well. The big payoff for me was that when I subsequently re-established contact with my own daughter, she was in very serious trouble, having had a dreadful life, and I was able to use my expertise, such as it was, to not only keep her out of prison, not only to keep my then 3-year-old grandson out of care, but also to get her the therapy, the psychological and sociological help she needed, to put her life back on track. In the event, although, you know, her life was in a way ruined, At least William, my grandson, has done, or is doing very well, and hopefully, you know, he'll be going to university next year, and, you know, that you have to console yourself with.
Well, that's great news, so that it didn't spread, because that's part of this. What happens to the lives of people that are destroyed this way? And in helping Marcus and others, besides navigating, obviously, the legal situations, which you talk about, also the psychological. What did you find out about psychological help for people in these situations?
Well, this is actually, I mean, in this respect, Ireland is totally delinquent. But there is an international Interpol determined protocol for dealing with survivors of abuse. With my daughter, because she lived in the United Kingdom, what happened was her solicitor, obviously her lawyer obviously didn't know what she was doing, and you know, the situation was extremely serious in that she was liable to be sent down, shall we say, for the third time, and that would have been for a long time. So I actually drafted an affidavit, swore it out with my lawyers in Ireland, and sent it off to the courts. And you know, from that, you know, that gave the courts the lead, and you know, they gave her the probation instead of imprisonment, and you know, that led to her recovery.
Wow, which is wonderful. What about Marcus? What happens to Marcus? What do you take us through in the book with Marcus?
Well, Marcus, in a sense, was good news. I mean, he was a traveller, very badly abused. I mean, it must have ruined 20, 30 years of his life. Two relationships totally broke down. Although his first relationship with his first partner, she died in childbirth because of medical negligence. But he had four or five kids of his own. The police knew. One of the shocking things about this was that the police in Ireland knew that he and both Marcus and Marvin had been abused, and took statements from them, but did so in a totally unprofessional manner. You know, they just brought them in and questioned them, and of course the three lads who made statements, as I talk about in the book. And they basically just, all of them went to pieces. So that's where Marcus started getting in trouble. Marvin, when not only did they go through the investigation, but then they decided they weren't going to prosecute. And his answer to that was to get drunk, just drive into the police yard and smash up as many police cars as he could. So when I met him, he was looking at his lawyer said, you know, if he pleaded guilty, he might get away with 20 years. It would be 10 years, and I just thought that was unreasonable. So that's why I started to help him. And in the end, it worked. I mean, tens of thousands of euros worth of damage. So he had to be sentenced because he pleaded guilty. But the court gave him 4 years and then suspended it. So basically, he got his life back on track, because with the medical reports to support the application to the court, it was a basis for him to get therapy. So in the end, he got his life back together again, and got himself another partner, had another small daughter, and things were really going very well for him. And then just one day, a couple of years ago, 12th of October, 2012, he just had a massive heart attack and dropped dead, which was awful, because he was only in his early 50s. But having said that, at least he'd had, you know, 10 years of a good life. And for that you have to be thankful.
Boy, no kidding. And what a tremendous thing that you did for him, because if you hadn't intervened, and he could have just ended up with, who knows, 20 years, 10 years behind bars for that, and then he wouldn't have gotten that time. So that's a marvelous end, so to speak, sadly, the heart attack, but to Marvin's story. What do you hope people...
This is, if I could interrupt you, I mean, this is one of the reasons why I record what happened to Marcus and Marvin so much detail in my book, because, you know, there is help available, and their lives, if you like, can be salvaged. But an awful lot of people don't, you know, and including myself before I became involved in this, really didn't understand child sexual abuse or what the implications were or what you could do about it. And this is one of the things I hope I illustrate in the book.
Yeah. What do you hope people take away from reading your book, which they can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble? And again, it's The Boy Marcus and Other Lives. What do you hope they take away, John?
Well, I hope it just gives people an insight into child sexual abuse. I mean, trying to look back at my own situation, when I first knew that my daughter was in trouble, I didn't realize the sexual dimension to it. And when I first began to get suspicious, you know, I thought, has she been indecently assaulted? Now, that in itself is serious enough. But, you know, that's the level at which I thought child abuse operated. The extreme perversion, the sadism, the manipulation, the physical manipulation, the torture, I mean, that I sort of outlined briefly in Marcus's case, although even in the book I haven't elaborated on the details because as one literary editor said to me, when she read through the book, she said, Roger, says, I can't publish this book for you. She said, I'm going to have to give it you back. It gives me nightmares. She said, what you've written is so awful. And I think that's important that people have an understanding, not of the details, because the details are so dreadful, but they need to understand just how serious, you know, child sexual abuse really is. It's not just a question of, you know, indecent assault and, you know, being roughly treated by your parents. It's everything that goes with it, and the way that they're the way they're shopped around, and the way their lives deteriorate, as I say, into drugs and homosexual prostitution. Not just prostitution and everything that goes with it. The whole thing is so shocking and feeds into almost every other aspect of crime. Certainly in Ireland, and as I understand it elsewhere as well, you know, it's very often only when they get arrested that the situation is picked up. And that's why this international protocol, the international Interpol protocol is so important, because if you follow the protocol, then, you know, not only does it save most of them going to prison, but it means that they will also get the help they need and their lives back on track.
Yeah, which is so huge. John Quarmby, thank you so much again. The Boy Marcus and Other Lives. Thanks for shedding a light on this and for putting this all in a book. What a good soul. Thank you.
Okay, Kate, good to speak to you. All the best.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've been interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.